Hello, and welcome to Witchcast. This is the podcast about making a podcast. It's easy enough to set up a few microphones and talk shit, but it's hard to know what that perfect niche is. And to be honest, we aren't too sure either. I'm Matt Thompson, and today I'm joined by Ollie. Squeaky the racket, say hi.
Hey.
This week, we're going to talk about with corn. Am I right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Go, Alabama Tigers. We'll go over a few ideas and give it a rating. And if it's good enough for the FBI's finest field agents, it'll definitely become a show. But if it just isn't good enough, it's going to go to the podcast graveyard, where a man named Deep Throat gives you cryptic assignments from your office in the sub-basement of a government facility.
I never liked that name, Deep Throat. It really just... I hate just listening to it. Wait, is he the guy who just, he's always smoking, like, all the time?
Yeah.
Like, fuck. Mulder always finds him in, like, a men's bathroom, and he's just, like, peeing, and he's like, yeah, let me fucking tell you what's up, Mulder.
Yeah, it would be some shit like, there's a manila folder underneath the stall, pissed next to me so it doesn't look suspicious or something. Let's meet on a foggy bridge, okay? Okay.
I swear, it's always in a men's bathroom or, like, the back of a Wendy's or something, or, like, it's somewhere, like, weird. Like, it'd be, like, one, like a lap dance room in a strip club. It'd just be, like, fucking Deep Throat sitting there, like, smoking it. And it'd be like, yeah, Mulder, come in.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Deep Throat was giving the fucking lap dance, like...
Oh, I mean, it could be, like, he kind of comes when he least expects it. This is my knowledge of at least watching, like, 5 episodes of X-Files.
Oh, my God.
Like, I really want to watch more, but, like, I never get around to it.
It's, to be honest, man, I think sometimes X-Files can be fucking kind of boring a little bit.
I know, but sometimes it's so bad. Like, I think the last episode I watched, Mulder was trying to look after this little girl or something, but the little girl turned out to be, like, the killer or something. They were, like, twin killers. There was, like 30 different versions of the same girl or something. She tried, like, what? Poisoning a hamburger or something. I forgot how that ends, but, like, it was a roller coaster ride.
Wait, so this girl, she only murdered twins? Or, like...
No. She was, like, those two, like, they were, like, identical twins. And they were both, like, murderers or something.
Oh.
It was, like, okay. They tried, like, cloning people, but then they fucked up and they kept on, like, becoming murderers or something like that.
Oh, my God.
It's like, I don't know. I feel like the spoiler from whatever X-Files episode that's from...
Dude, there's so many episodes, I'm sure it doesn't matter.
Well, it'd be from season one, because, like, it's that, and I'm swearing, like, later seasons, I think, like, Mulder gets sucked into cyberspace or something.
Huh?
Like, I don't know, they really go wild in those last episodes.
Dude, I just stopped watching the filler episodes of that show, man, because, like, I saw, like, the Wolfman episode, I'm like, this is fucking garbage. This is so fucking bad.
Is that like
it was so bad.
I know there's like a Chupacabra episode. I think that's in, it was like maybe they combine like the, I don't know.
The alien episodes are always fucking good, man. Always some fucking weird shit happens.
But that's like the main story stuff. Like the story only really progresses in those episodes. But you do get like there was the episode when it was like a killer AI, but it like only killed people in an elevator. I swear, have I mentioned that on the podcast before?
That sounds familiar, actually. I would believe that. I hope that's a fucking a plot device for sure from fucking 90s TV writing. Like, it's not like, oh, what if it launches missiles? No, it only kills people in elevators.
Yeah, it was only, like, lab people or, like, people who, like, own the building, and he was just, like, pissed off. And it's like, yeah, you fucking take the elevator. When they run out of elevators, like, I think that's, like, you just keep, like, with, I forgot, do they, maybe they, like, keep repairing the same elevator? Because, I mean, you can only really kill someone in an elevator once. I mean, like, it slams down, and then, fuck, that elevator is done for.
That's true, actually, I didn't think about that. Like, because you probably destroy the entire, like, shaft, right?
Yeah. Fuck, I hate elevators, fuck. Like, the elevator in my building's so fucked up. Like, there's only two elevators that go up for, like, the second half of the building, so you have to wait like 2 hours to go anywhere.
I don't know, man. Elevator, they're so complicated. You should see like how many brakes and switches and lasers and shit they have in there just for safety. And like, you know, a lot of like really fancy elevators are made in Italy, which I didn't realize.
Like, Is that like luxury elevators?
Yeah. Oh, well, we used to have, well, in this building that I used to work at, like, we had this glass elevator, and like all the parts like came from Italy, so anytime one thing broke, it would be down for fucking months.
Oh fuck. But that sounds really fancy, fucking glass elevator. Like, that's some hotel shit.
It was so dumb, man. Yeah, it looked nice, but it was fucking broken all the time.
Where did you work that had, like, some fancy-ass glass elevator?
It was just, like, a new building that we had. Like, they just built it on campus when I was doing security.
Oh, nice.
So I got to take the elevator all the time. But then I always just used to take the freight elevator instead because it was more fun.
I mean, like, the freight elevator's always, like, so fucking dirty, like, the service lift.
Oh, we had these really big ones that could fit, like, two forklifts side by side in them.
Oh, shit.
These were, like, big elevators. So it felt, like, really overkill for, like, one guy to be in, like, a fucking elevator.
Yeah, that's
like the same size as our office.
That's, like, a fucking industrial elevator or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
What were we talking about? X-Files? Oh, yeah. Stuff. I don't know what else, like, what's appropriate to talk about before your FBI episode.
You could talk about.
No, I mean, do we want to talk about it before? I mean, that'd be.
Do you want to talk about Oregon legalizing crack? No, or whatever?
That'll definitely. So we're gonna.
That's not.
We'll remove any time we say. But it's okay. Just that Oregon legalized fucking crack cocaine, and that's. That's I don't know.
Is it legalized or is it decriminalized?
What's the difference?
I'm not really sure, but I think if it's legal, like, you can just do it. Well, actually, the U.S. has pretty weird laws about public intoxication, but
I think it is legal.
Oh, so are there going to be, like, crack dispensaries now?
I hope so. I mean, I think it's,
I
like,
hope so.
I don't know. I've never been to Oregon. I don't know anyone from Oregon, but I hope they get crack dispensers. I don't know. That's
maybe Oregon's just boring. That's why they need crack. You know.
That's where you get Portland. Portland's one of the most, like, fucking off the wall places in the U.S. Yeah, like, all sorts of weird hipster bullshit happens in Portland. Now you're gonna get fucking gourmet artisan crack now coming from there.
Oh my god! I can't wait.
Yeah, it's gonna be that joke in the in Futurama when it's like, "Do you want me to a pre-warm sir's crack pipe?" It's gonna be a real, yeah, it's gonna be a real place now.
Oh, fuck, in Oregon. I can see that. Well, I mean, they don't really have, like, hotels yet, do they?
I don't know. Should
like,
we?
I've never heard of, like, a.
Maybe we should censor that. Maybe that's like a. Actually, oh, I don't know. There's a hotel. So maybe that's that ghost says a fucking hotel, because I'm pretty sure most people are blazed at that fucking hotel.
Oh fuck! Oh yeah, I guess the is the hotel.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was you. Was it you who sent me that link of that cheese hotel, that cheese Airbnb or something?
What cheese? I don't
know.
I'm
sure it was you who told me. It was like everything is like cheese decor, like cheese carpets, cheese pillows, cheese sofa, cheese wallpaper.
Okay, I don't think it was me, but like,
oh fuck,
is it edible? Like, that'd be the stinkiest fucking room ever. Like, is it real?
It's just like everything is like yellow and full of holes in it. I don't know.
Is it, maybe it's like that, wasn't there like that reality TV show where they put celebrities in a room and like everything kind of looked like chocolate, but only like one object was actually like chocolates. So they had to like bite into shit to find out what it was.
Yeah, it could be. Maybe it's like that. Oh, well, you think it's a hidden game show?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hidden
maybe
camera,
like,
game show.
There's something in that room that's actually made of cheese, and everything else is made of styrofoam.
Should I get into this this description here? I've been handed a manila envelope with some words on it that I've been forced to read.
Are you sure it's vanilla? It could be like eggshell or a nice.
I said manila, not vanilla.
Oh, okay. I was thought it was gonna be like a business card situation when they had like premium envelopes. I don't know. The FBI have a lot of cash. I hope.
That's bone. Nice.
Yeah. So you want to read it out?
Yeah. So my idea was that this podcast, you know, even the FBI, you know, they need podcasts too. You know, they can't all listen to just fucking police scanners all day and, you know, hunt terrorists. What do they do for fun? So Here was my idea of what an FBI podcast might sound like.
People do that for a hobby, though. I mean, like, it's a whole hobby getting hold of a fucking police scanner and just sitting by. Like, it's like the people who like listen to number stations. Like, you're gonna get the fucking the hottest locations for that police scanner.
I guess, yeah, if you wanted to find, you know, oh, where's the closest fire? Let me watch this shit or something, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. That's, I don't know if I want to... I want to be that person. That just seems depressing, though. Like, is that would do people like turn up to watch fires? That like,
oh yeah, dude. before we get into like every time, like when I was in Calgary, like there was a fire, right? You can see it. There's like tons of smoke in the air. So like we would always, if we saw one, we'd be like, oh, let's go see the fucking fire. And like when we got there was like a crowd of people just watching and like filming the house fires and shit.
Fuck, that's so fucked up. Wait, like, people get, like, fucking, like, folding chairs. They fucking bring their family. They get fucking popcorn and shit.
Yeah, people brought their families and shit. Like, neighbors and stuff like that, or, like, people nearby. It was really funny, actually.
Like, what the fuck? It's like, listen, son, this is what happens when you put 5 power cords together. Remember not to do this, or this could be our house. And it's like, oh, yes, papa.
Yeah, like that, yeah, it's like a learning experience for their kids. Don't play with matches, Timmy, or else this is gonna fucking happen.
Oh, okay. It's like, you, Timmy, you want this to happen to your family? Timmy? When every time you pick up matches, I want you to think about this house, Timmy.
Huh? What do you... Timmy? Fucking say something, bitch. Oh, Daddy, I'm sorry, please. I'm only 4.
You fucking... You playing with me, Timmy? You want to be... You want me to walk into this house right now?
I'm not fucking around, Timmy. Come on.
It's like the was it that scene in The Man of Steel where like Superman's dad was like, don't fucking do it, son, don't use your superpowers, and he just walks into a tornado.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we're getting sidetracked, but like, fuck, that was the dumbest. Like, it was just like, oh, save the dog. Oh, but dad, I have superhuman speed, I could totally save you right now. And like, he just does that fucking like old man silent, strong and silent nod, like, no, son, it's okay. It's my time. I'm gonna walk into this fucking tornado.
Yeah, like, I'm picturing that, but like this like really angry dad just fucking teach his son a lesson.
Yeah. I swear to God, Timmy, I'm gonna walk into this fucking burning house myself. You're gonna feel so fucking bad when I do it.
Daddy, no. Okay,
okay.
Yeah, fuck, we got really off topic.
Let me read this brief here. Here at the FBI, we have access to all of the latest and greatest technology to obtain the most sensitive information all over the globe. But with such over of information, it's hard to keep all for our and special agents informed at all times. That's why we, here at our offices in downtown, have made it our duty to make sure that we stay safe in the field. Even our personnel all year long. It's our job to keep the public, friends, and free from the tyranny of others at no expense. This is not a mandatory update for all sub, but it is recommended to keep on top of what our agency has deemed important information, especially in regards to and the takeover of our fourth. Now, we here at the unit aren't all work and no play. We know that a healthy work, life, and balance are essential to the mental health of our agents. Is hosted by our very own... Oh, is actually the name of the show. Fuck. Fuck. Is hosted by our very own head of... best known for their work on the... projects, as well as a well-known cryptologist. They will also be sharing their... special reports. They will also be sharing their... special recipes, so that you can make the chili con... just like Jamie Oliver. But with that kick of our tactical specialist, Special Agent offers their insights on the day-to-day workings and how to keep morale up, as well as keeping motivated in the field. Also offers weekly workout and nutritional advice, and how to keep up on your 10-minute mile. But being the perfect agent isn't everything, and sometimes to take a step back to really put things into perspective. Our latest addition to our weekly cast is our favorite civilian contractor, Tony Montgomery, from our cafeteria. Tony keeps us updated with his FBI watch list. I know what you're thinking. It's not the... but our weekly insight into the world of cinema and television. And all the best flicks to catch after a hard day at work. Just don't take Tony's recommendations while on the clock. Fucking get wrecked, Tony. Yeah, well, I think, you know, the FBI deals with a lot of sensitive information. Not everyone is privy to such, you know, insights as such as... But, I mean... Like, I mean, well, maybe... Yeah, how... Maybe we're...
Oh, fuck, sorry.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Like, how many episodes would we have for this podcast? Because, like, how long can we talk about... until, like, things get out of hand? Like...
I mean, well, the situation changes pretty often, so I, you know, it's above my pay grade, you know, maybe might be up to, I'm sure would know, but he probably couldn't tell us.
So would it be like the things we hear in the cafeteria? Would it be like, maybe 10 minutes before the podcast, they'd hand us like another envelope and it would tell us what the topic is? Or
it's probably more like when you listen to the podcast for the FBI, you also get sent like a little envelope full of like little words that have been cut out, but you don't know like where the words go. So like all the bits that are normally from a report are just like cut out and mailed to you. And you have to fucking put them together like a fucking puzzle.
Yeah, I'm into it. Like, I love puzzles. So, like, maybe we could just kind of... Everyone has their own job to do. Maybe I could just, like, fucking assemble these sentences. I don't know. Like, I played enough point-and-click adventure games to fucking figure this shit out.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be like one of those, you know, those fridge poetry things. Where you make, like, sentences on your fridge, and it always ends up being, like, fucking... but man horny enter cornhole or some shit.
Yeah, like is it Bigfoot did 9/11 or something? Like you'd always get some,
yeah,
fucked up.
Like that kind of, exactly that kind of stuff. Why the fuck would you have 9/11 on a fucking poetry board?
I don't know, you always get like that one weird roommate that just fucking reassembles it. So I mean, like, it's probably happened eventually.
Jankily like made 9/11. Oh fuck.
I mean, we could talk about that, we just can't talk about... I mean, that's an...
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what I was saying.
What do you think, what other segments do you think that they should have on the show? Because they have Tony's FBI watch list, you know?
Yeah, and that's definitely, like, I mean, that lists get updated all the time. So, like, I mean, especially with, like, the unsolved mysteries kind of getting, like, re-released, you know, they're taken out, like, season after season. You know, like, that watch list is going to get updated. You know, they're going to get those, like, premium clues and stuff. And then, you know, maybe we can take, like, bets or something on who's going to get, like, who's going to move around the rankings. Because I don't really know how that ranking system works.
No, the FBI watch list isn't actually the FBI watch list. It's Tony Montgomery's film, cinema, and television review.
Oh, okay. No, I get it. So, is that what television shows were allowed, like, to watch, and like music, what we can listen to, like, you know, like?
I mean, I don't think the FBI can like say what you can and can't listen to, but I think it's just, you know, a curated list that people who do work in the FBI probably are interested in similarly.
Oh,
I'm sure FBI agents watch X-Files as well. And
oh, so it's just to see
the
like,
Wire or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, so it's to see what's going on, you know, like to really prepare the new recruits for the it's like when you like join the army, they tell you to read like Starship Trooper and stuff. It's some like recommended reading. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I think, I don't know, because, like, they, in the book, they keep having, like, between them, like, blasting bugs in space, there's, like, weird classroom discussions about politics, like, in between the bug killing. It's a real weird book, but, I don't know, maybe they want some Twin Peaks or something in there, I don't know. Like, what's good FBI media?
You know, whenever I think of, like, FBI, it's always, like... It's always X-Files, or it's always like a TV show where like the FBI and the CIA and like the NSA are all fighting with each other for some reason.
Oh wait, what if are there going to be rival podcasts for like maybe the CIA have their own podcasts or like
they have a competing podcast?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, there's always weird...
What is it called? Fucking Omitted.
Omitted. That, well, that's spicy.
Fuck, that's funny. I mean, that's...
It's all really. I mean, like, they might just burn this podcast as soon as it's done. I mean, like, will this be at home? Like, we'll do this podcast at home. Do we have to go to, like, a secure location? Will they, like, bag us and drag us to, like, a room and then we have the podcast in there? Or, like, what's the lowdown on that?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure every episode is going to have to be recorded at what do they call it? International Soil Black Site or some shit.
Yeah,
just in case we see something.
So like when they drag people
in a shipping container inside a shipping container. next to the illegal chambers.
This is going to be like the most expensive. I mean, it'd be government money. So like, but it might be the most expensive podcast ever because they will have to burn the equipment after we use it.
Every time they record an episode, they have to fucking burn the mics and buy new ones.
Yeah. I mean, like, they might be bugged. Like, you can't let anyone listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that they're going to have an agent whose job it is just to fucking bleep everything we say.
But that's creating jobs. I mean, like, what were they gonna do if they weren't censoring our podcast? I mean,
yeah,
fuck, the guy is a fucking, he's a family to feed.
Can you imagine? It's like, fucking daddy, what do you do? Oh, shut the fuck up, Timmy. Like, I should have left you in that burning house. Hi kids, show and tell. I'm Timmy's dad. Fuck Timmy. I work for the CIA and I just bleep words all day. I make $80,000 a year and it's fucking great, kids. Join the FBI.
Is that him talking to his kids? It sounds like him at like fucking like an AA support group for people who edit podcasts.
I was thinking it was more like Timmy's dad talking to like all of his classmates and shit at. I said show and tell, but I think I meant like bring your dad to work day or something.
Bring your dad to work day.
Oh fuck! Bring your dad to school day or something. What is that? I don't know what it's called. Oh, it's called career day. Career day. Or like the kids bring their parents in and shit, and they're like, "Oh, what do you do? I'm a fireman. Ew. I'm an arsonist."
Yeah.
Can we say that? Oops.
I know. Can we? I mean, we're saying all kinds of stuff. So I mean, some things are gonna get through. Some things aren't gonna get through. It's just like that's how things are. But what I'm worried about is. I mean, I don't know if they told you, but I mean, after this podcast, they might actually just, they might shoot us. I don't know. Or like, they want the podcast, but I mean, they could just drag some more hosts into this black site.
That's true. Yeah. I mean, hosts are cheap. Bullets are pretty cheap. Yeah. I mean, you know, deleting someone's entire lineage is pretty cheap for the FBI anyway. So. I wouldn't be surprised. But, you know, that comes with a job, you know, hazard pay and all that.
Yeah, it does kind of explain why we're so sweaty in every single podcast, just because we're in this shipping container, inside a shipping container.
There was one thing that I thought that could be interesting is that since we don't know what they're going to redact, we could actually test it out to see, like, what words are, like, not wanted by the FBI, if you know what I mean. So like,
oh yeah,
if I say camel cigarettes, I don't know, I don't know if they bleeped it or not. We'll find out when it comes out.
Yeah, I want to
do you want to say some words that might trigger the FBI like scanner or whatever?
Yeah, I mean, that seems okay. So maybe the I don't know what they how they feel about the Marlboro man. I mean, he's had a fucking downward trend recently. I mean, like, he's still trying to sell cigarettes to kids or cowboys or whatever. So I don't know if I can say Marlboro man.
Could be a wanted felon, so yeah,
maybe he's on that list. I don't know. Like,
actually, do you think the Marlboro man is kind of like on Santa level? They have like they're similar like levels on in the FBI's database.
I thought you meant like there's a cigarette day where he fucking he comes down the chimney, oh, no. He fucking smokes some pack and puts some cigarettes and vapes in your children's stocking.
He just fucking smokes a pack and fucking ashes out on your fucking furniture.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
You could, but like you could instead of he doesn't need reindeer. He has like he's a cowboy. He has a horse. I mean, like
he's got still, horses. Yeah,
it is kind of like a Santa like entity.
Yeah, they're probably, I wonder, maybe they're like 4 and 5 on the most wanted list, probably. I'll ask next time I see him. What about, can we say, okay, I'm just going to say a few words and I'll see what gets bleeped.
Yeah, yeah. Just test the waters.
Spaghetti. Maple syrup. Hamburger.
You seem unsure about that one.
Well, I mean, what if I say hamburger?
Yeah, they might think they might think that's like Russian or something. So that might be flagged. I know how much they believe in McCarthyism still in the FBI, but I mean, I don't like how you said hamburger.
What did you say, McCarthyism? What the fuck is that?
It's like, you know, the Red Scare in like the Cold War when they were just like saying everyone was a communist and like.
That's what that is?
Yeah, but like, I think maybe I got that wrong. I don't know. Okay,
I thought you were talking about like the antivirus software.
Oh, no, 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 fucking McAfee, whatever it's called.
Oh, shit.
I mean, it could be. I don't know what McAfee's fucking lore is. What about is that censored?
Nope. Yeah, that's censored. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, that really they're shaking their heads. They
said I just couldn't hear anything.
But I mentioned it before. Maybe like I don't know what happened to Costco recently. I mean, a lot of weird things are happening.
Maybe you can't say it together. So once you say the words separately.
Okay.
But like say it really slowly.
Hot dog.
Okay, that worked.
Okay.
And say the other word.
Costco. Oh. Okay. Yeah. I mean. That was a little...
So now say them together.
Okay.
Yeah, that's bleep. That's nope. Man, editing this episode is gonna be fucking easy.
Connection to Black Site 14 lost. Attempting to reconnect.
Hello.
Prepare for breach and containment protocol. Neurotoxin canisters.
Hello. Arrived. Hello.
Please enter verification code for scenario Lima Echo Echo Kilo Sierra 42069er. Beep. Attempting to reconnect. Beep. Attempting to reconnect. Beep.
Hello.
No, I'm still here.
Oh. Okay, sorry. I thought you dropped for a second.
No, I've been here the whole time.
Oh. what happened? Did someone just throw like a fucking black bag over your head or something?
They don't like it. I don't know. I think we always have to be sure when we do this podcast not to say any activation phrases. I mean, like that list is getting kind of extensive, really. I mean, like,
that's true. But then why would they give us this big book of activation lists?
Yeah, especially we can't really say the B word most of the time. That's usually like a no-no in this situation.
Well, my handbook says we got a few B words here. Which B word in particular are you referring to? Oh, yeah, that's bleep, 100%.
Yeah, fuck.
Can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Well, what about... can we say...
Like, I don't get which cast flagged. I mean, that's not where I'm going. I mean, even how many times we're going to say... I mean, like... I have a podcast family to look after.
Yeah, think of all the podcast orphans we have.
I mean, do we have... Are we responsible? I mean, they're podcast orphans. I mean, are they still our responsibility? I mean, they were kind of taken away from us from podcast services because I mean, of how
services.
I mean, we don't talk about that situation. I mean, there was a fire. There was a lot of a lot of terrible things happened between these podcasts. Fuck.
Well, I mean, you know, wherever the fuck you are, Timmy, I'm gonna fucking find you. I'm gonna fucking burn your shit down.
Yeah, we don't talk about the Timmy episode of Witchcast. That was a dark day. Fuck. Who knew it was such a bad idea to record a podcast in a burning building? I mean, like, fuck. We got the police scanner. We got Timmy. I mean, fuck. It was a dark day.
It was a dark day for everybody, except Timmy. Sure, Timmy had a blast.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Mandy, she'll be back eventually. I mean, like, you know, she's at the podcast farm up the road. Isn't that what you said?
I didn't say that. I mean, we may or may not have received conflicting reports on her exact location based on FBI data, but we are sure for one thing is that she is alive.
Yeah, she's at the podcast farm up the road where they take all the. The podcasters just to take that, you know, just to have a rest, like rehab.
Like rehab. Oh my fucking god.
Okay, so how did we podcast? Is this the is there like any structure? Because I mean, like, from week to week, they could completely just change all the policies about this podcast. Like, I don't know. Okay, actually, are we legally allowed to not go through with this podcast?
I think that, like, every week we would get, like, an authorized list of talking points. And it's probably only when we go off topic that they would probably, like... Yeah, so suppose we spoke about then they were going to fucking bleep the shit out of that. No doubt. Yeah, I mean, if you say and then, you know, you say the word and together, then it's bleed. So that's why you just stick to the talking points, you know.
But we always go off topic. Like, this is just like a horrible purgatory for us. Is this a punishment? Like, are they testing us? Because, fuck, we're definitely going to say...
Are you saying that this is like a fucking... a punishment for, like, the agents who fucking are not fit for the field?
Maybe. Fuck. What about the people that are going to be on the podcast? Is that a punishment for them? Like, have we been through that? That list.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we'll end up with like some kind of special agent, like, you know, like Jack Reacher or some shit, like whatever the equivalent is. And then they can come on, and obviously they're going to have their voice modulated, and then we're going to have bags over our heads, and the recording is only going to take place on a yacht somewhere in the fucking Gulf of Oman, but at least it'll be a good segment for the show.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know about podcast ratings, but I mean, that'd be actually no one can listen to this. Only like people are allowed to listen to this. So I mean,
I'm sure there's more than people in the FBI.
I don't know, everyone's looking for that niche.
And actually, can we say that? I don't know if we're allowed to say that number. I mean, we don't know. We have no idea exactly how many active operatives there are in the FBI.
Yeah, it's definitely not that's
just ignore it's probably way more than that or less or anyways, there's a man with dark sunglasses and a hat shaking his head. Oh, he's pointing to his watch. He's taking out a large knife.
Did we go over time again? What is that?
He is threatening. He's making stabbing motions in the air. Okay, he's twisting the knife. He's making it look like blood's coming out of his neck with his hands.
I think blood is coming out of his neck. Oh, he slipped. Oh, he slipped with that. He shouldn't have been threatening us with a knife so close to his. Okay, they're bringing more people in here.
There's two guys with knives. They actually look a lot like the first guy. Weren't you talking about killer clones or something?
Yeah, but that was just the X-Files episode. Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. Where do they find these? I just gotta say, like, we can't say but we're allowed to praise the FBI as much as we want. And, like, it's a commitment to excellence, really, of just how many of the same-looking people that they hired. I mean, they got their algorithm down just perfectly. I'm pretty sure there's someone who just goes through a Facebook post to just try and find like similar looking people.
I love my insurance and dental plan here at the FBI. Good thing it covers stab wounds and bullet holes. That's my favorite part of the job. I also love receiving free healthcare for laser based injuries from X.
But that brings up a good point. If we didn't have such a good knife insurance, then like, you know, that guy wouldn't wouldn't be able to threaten us with that knife. And you know, like, because he'd accidentally stab himself. Because I mean, happens every day. Yeah. So now we know that he has he just has great insurance. Oh nope, they're okay. Never mind.
They just stabbed him.
Yeah.
Again,
they just.
Well, I mean, you know, I think a stabbing at the FBI is not a big deal. You know, multiple stab wounds from two identical-looking men who look just like yourself is a little bit more fatal, but, you know, what can you do? It comes with the job. It comes with the territory, right?
Yeah, we're fun guys. I mean, like, everyone says fun stuff at the FBI. It's really, like, it's a dream job, you know?
Dream job? Fuck. Yeah, dude, in my dreams, I wish I wasn't being fucking threatened at gunpoint. Well, What's that? Oh, I think they're saying we're done.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. What's that? We're being moved to a secure location. Okay. Okay. We can write our last will and testament, and then I think that's it.
Do we get a final meal? Is that a part of the plan? I mean, I was really looking forward to having some sushi, maybe some. I was looking at Nug Life again. fuck no, I really want those dank chicken nuggets before I go. Just fucking fuck. I'm only allowed for like free dipping sauces. Oh fuck that. They might as well just fucking kill me now.
Oh shit.
Well, I didn't say anything.
What's the most dipping sauce, do you think?
There's definitely like a ranch sauce, maybe.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Maybe it's like the president's main like president's recipe or something. There's definitely some like top secret fucking ranch sauce or like barbecue sauce.
Blue cheese. Okay, blue cheese seems to be okay. Then again, why would you dip blue cheese and chicken nuggets?
Yeah, that's more of like a Wild Wings thing. I think I don't know if we're okay. Okay, quickly before we go, is this a podcast? I don't know if this is a podcast or.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if it's not, the entire episode is just gonna be one solid audio tone. So.
I know, but I think number stations are popular, right? People love going on YouTube. Maybe we could just upload this on like a random YouTube channel. It's random numbers, and then someone's gonna find it and think it's like an ARG or something. And then, you know, at least we'll get some views there.
Oh yeah, ooh, yeah. Great. Okay, well, I guess maybe I think this show would be a little bit too difficult to produce, especially with every other word being vetted by the FBI. So, I mean, we're obviously going to be eliminated, but so is this podcast, along with fucking Timmy. So that's a relief, at least. No more Timmy.
I kind of had a feeling. I mean,
you're never going to be safe, Timmy. The FBI knows what you did, Timmy. Don't even fucking try it. We know about your safe houses in Iran. We know about the safe houses in what's another obscure place? Fuck. Don't even fucking think about it, Timmy. You're on our fucking... We're fucking watching you. Okay, that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I don't have any more left.
I'm ready to be escorted now.
Okay, that's a podcast.
Oh, great. I guess our replacement clones will see you next week.
But I guess we don't have to worry about making this podcast anymore, because, you know, we don't really have to worry about anything anymore.
Yeah, that's right. It'll all be over soon. Okay, well, see you guys. Bye.
Ah, good job. Don't rough house me too much.
please don't. Please don't ruffle my suit. I want to look good when I get shot.
Yeah, what are you going to do? Stab me? Hey, it's Ollie from Witchcast here. I'm just here to let you know that you can follow us at Witchcast on Instagram or Twitter. And if you really vibe with what we're selling over here, go text your mom or your dad or your babysitter. And just tell them about the show. Bye.
Can I did what you were asking. I'd like to see my dog.